is HM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Diggs for the Hudson Mohawk Radio, and today I'm speaking with Brendan Hurley. How are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm well, and he is here to perform for the arts in Orlando, Florida at the Marriott World Center Hotel, right?
Yes, I am.
First, what city are you from, and where did you audition at?
I am from Erie, Pennsylvania, a little lake town up in northwest sector of Pennsylvania, and fortunately, the arts came right to me.
Okay. Yeah. How did you get knowledge of the arts?
Well, it's a funny story. So my friend told me about a week before I auditioned that there was this talent scout coming, and I completely forgot that she told me about it, and all of a sudden, I'm scrolling through on the very last day that you're able to sign up, and I just stumble across this webpage with a big sign that says, audition today, and I was like, so I filled out my things and I went to the audition.
And why are you here? What did you perform?
So I changed my song 4 times before I went up. I decided in the last 20 seconds before audition that I was going to sing Memory from Cats.
Oh my.
Of which I did. And I also performed a Pepsi commercial for her.
And how did that go? What did she say? She loved you?
She sure did. I didn't think anyone expected me to be as strong vocally as I was that day, because I was kind of quiet in the corner by myself, and then I went up there and sang this big old ballad, so it was pretty intense.
Who scouted you?
Robin Minette.
Oh, wow. She must be a lovely lady.
She's wonderful. She's absolutely fantastic. I'll never forget, in our callback, she came up to me after the conference. I was asking her a bunch of questions, and she looked me right in my eyes, and she said, you have enormous potential. She said, you have exactly what it takes. She gave me a big old hug, and I just was like, dead.
Very personable.
I was like, oh, thank you. Like, crying.
Yes, you love to hear those kind of stories. Why do you enjoy singing and acting? What propelled you to start doing this?
So, I've been doing this since I was a kid. Ooh. It was something...
What,
you know,
age?
Oh, girl. Birth. Like, since, you know, but I started actually entertaining when I got into 6th grade. My very first show, I did Seussical the Musical, played the Cat in the Hat. Very, very fun.
Okay.
You know, it was an escape for me. Growing up in a small town as a young homosexual, there's not many outlets for me in which I feel completely accepted. But this industry, this passion of mine, being surrounded by like-minded people all day, is just... you can't compare it to anything else. It's truly one-of-a-kind experience, and it's been part of my heart for a very long time.
That's beautiful. So, now, you said you are, I don't mean to, you know, pry, but, you know, you said you being a homosexual man.
Yeah.
What is it like you going through life as that, and then you trying to get through certain doors? Do people look at you a little differently sometimes?
Sometimes, yes. I fortunately have not had any horror stories. I've been, like, super, super terrible to the point where I've, like, feared for my life. I know a lot of people do go through those situations.
Yeah.
I fortunately have not had any of those. I do run across a lot of close-minded people all the time. Anywhere I go, there's going to be people who don't understand it. It's not for them. It's not what they do.
Right.
That's fine. You know, if you don't understand it, fine. Just don't... you don't have to openly tell me... man, I don't like what you do.
Well, great, thanks. On to the next one.
Right.
As far as opening doors, I've never experienced any issues due to the fact that I am homosexual. That doors won't open for me. For the most part, I feel growing up, small town, close-minded people, has made me incredibly adaptable, which has ended up opening a lot more doors for me than would have if I didn't go through that experience.
No, I definitely agree with you. What are some of your goals for this week? What did you want to accomplish, or what didn't you get to accomplish, and, you know, how are you going to do that?
So, this week for me was still a mystery before I even got here. I was still running through my mind, like, what is this still even about? Like, it was still very unreal to me that this was happening in the capacity that it was.
So blurry.
It's been a dream. I mean, honestly, I arrived here and I saw this hotel that's like 5 hotels combined. And I was like, I'm gonna get lost.
Yes.
Which I did. Honestly, my end goal was really to just put my name out there. I was by no means expecting to immediately sign with an agency, get work, become incredibly successful. That's not how it happens. Does that happen for some people? Yes, but that is very rare. And just not the path that is going to fall into place for me. as far as the path that is going for me, I did get my name out to a few different agencies, a few different people who seemed to enjoy what they saw. Hopefully, with the contact and things that I provide them when I go home, now's crunch time. This is the time to work harder than I ever have. Get out there, do more projects than I ever have, self-tape more than I ever have, take more pictures than I ever have, get them all to everybody else, see what's good, see what's cute, and build myself a career.
I know that's right. Listen, I know you're gonna do it.
I hope.
That's the What have you learned about yourself here at the arts? What are you going, like you said, you're going to change, you're going to start making new demo reels, you're going to start putting yourself out there more, but what have you learned about yourself within yourself through the arts?
I have learned that I am a lot more resilient than I originally had thought. You know, I've always viewed myself as a pretty resilient person. I always viewed myself as someone who can handle a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When I came in here, I thought of myself as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's what I do. I am a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I act on the side, but singing is my gig.
Mm-hmm.
When I went in and I did my audition and it did not go the way I had anticipated, immediately walked out of that room and I was like, that did not go well. I said, that was not the best I can put out. That's not what they wanted to see. And it's just not an accurate representation of my talent. So I said, okay, what now? Now I have to crunch time my acting, which I have confidence in, but wasn't what I had initially thought I would be recognized for first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and through not getting to round two was, of course, heartbreaking, because
mm-hmm.
I wanted to show more people what I could do. But I had to very quickly take that and turn it into a drive, a fire, a passion to absolutely nail my other two events and make people see the talent that they did not see in the singing rounds.
Were you able to do that?
I believe so. From what I heard, I did do that.
Okay, and how do you keep the faith? Since you've been doing this for so long, since you came out of Mama. So
yes.
So what keeps you going to keep acting? Because, you know, it's a million no's in this industry.
For sure.
So what keeps your drive? What makes you, yeah.
Absolutely. Honestly, what keeps me going in this industry is purely my love for the industry. I would not be able to handle even the small amount of rejections that I've gotten at home, from having even worked in the professional industry yet, going from the rejections I get at home, going to here not doing as well as I wanted, moving into the professional world, hopefully. My love for the industry keeps me going through it. At the end of the day, even if I do it alone by myself in my room for nobody, it's still fulfilling. It's still what I love to do. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yes.
And the minute I get to do that for somebody else, and they can recognize that I love what I'm doing and they want to produce that, that's amazing.
Okay. Do you have any tips for people who are looking to get into acting, singing, dancing even? Like, what would you say?
Absolutely. My biggest tips are definitely look at local theaters. I started out in my middle school. Some people don't have a school program. Unfortunately, a lot of art budgets do get cut.
Mm-hmm.
Look for local theaters here. Even if it's like 45 minutes to an hour away, how much do you really want to do this? Because if you really want to do this, it's worth a drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a trip. Training. Get yourself to a dance class. I didn't, and I can tell you that I wish I would have.
Mm-hmm.
I still could, but...
Never too late.
Never too late. I still might. Get yourself to a dance class. Get yourself a vocal coach. You know, a lot of vocal coaches are incredibly expensive. Find one that maybe is not. There's a lot of different vocal coaches for a lot of different needs.
Mm-hmm.
Find what suits you. Take an acting class. Even if it's watching shows, going to see the theater, imagining yourself doing what they do, do that. And do it by yourself in your room at first and see if you like it. See if it's comfortable. And if it is... Maybe go on. Do what you gotta do.
Okay, and do you have any final words?
No, I mean, other than, like, thank you so much for having me here. This was a really great time.
It was a pleasure. I love it. We're gonna come. You're gonna be back. Your family.
Oh, period.
real quick, throw in your Instagram handle, your Facebook, Twitter, what is it?
Oh,
make sure you spell it for everybody so you know because you got that
name.
I
believe you can find me everywhere with just my name, Brennan Herlihy, BrennanHerlihy. My handles are different on everything because I don't consistent my socials, which I know I should, which I will be doing. But as of now, type that in. You should see this goblin face somewhere.
Okay, honey. I love it. I love everything about you. I'm so happy I met you.
Oh, same here. You are fantastic, girlie.
I had such a great time with you here this week, and I know you're going to do big things. I foresee it. You're very talented, and I'm so honored that I was the first person to interview. This has been HM correspondent Erica Dix for the Media Sanctuary, and I spoke with Brennan Herlihy, and he is 20 years old from Erie, PA, and he is here at Orlando, Florida, in the World Center Art.